Hello, I am calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Karen Ross?
Who is this survey for?
This is, I don't know, and so I cannot, I do not influence your opinion.
Okay.
Hello.
How long will this survey take?
Around 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay, let's start and see if I can get through it.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
no.
Television? No? Okay.
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and
oh,
other offices?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I will.
Okay, thank you.
If I'm alive, I will.
Thank you. So in order for us to know that we're speaking to people of all ages, may I have your age?
65.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I think they call it Caucasian, white.
Yes, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I've been impressed by her, so I'm satisfied.
Will you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve what she's doing?
I guess I strongly approve. I haven't seen her make too many bad steps.
Oh, okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I generally approve.
Okay. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two from the following list. Border security, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Wait a second. Can you start from the beginning? Who is it that I'm supposed to be? Are these national or local issues that I'm being asked about?
This is for the member of Congress, so I think it's local.
Member of Congress. Okay, go ahead. Start again.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. I will start again the list. Border security, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy, and creating jobs.
So I would say infrastructure and economy.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the roads and infrastructure, and
mm-hmm.
then economy.
Sure. Yes, I marked those two. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. It's a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Raul Garcia.
I think that's a 50.
Okay, thank you. Joe Kent.
Oh, he's like a 30.
Okay. Donald Trump.
He's zero.
Zero, thanks. Joe Biden.
He's like 75.
75, thank you. Maria Cantwell.
Maria Cadwell. That doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, no problem. Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I'd say she's about a 75.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
Oh, 25.
25, thanks. And woke liberals in Congress.
That doesn't exist.
Okay.
That's not a real thing. I know what it's trying to refer to, and I would say 60.
Okay.
But that's not a real thing.
Okay. So you want me to put the 60 or never heard of?
Oh, I've heard of it. It's just not a real thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's 60.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Mary.
Mary, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all you might support him?
Oh, given what I know about what his issues are, there's no chance.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that is important at all, and 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or 10 if you think that is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
I'd say that's 6.
That's 6, thanks. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they're working class themselves.
A 5,
thanks. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
6.
A 6. A fighter who will go to the Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
4.
A 4. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Depends what they think is right. So I think that's a 5.
A 5, thanks. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
7.
A 7, thank you. Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Mary Gluten Camperez is taking a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
I'd give that a 7.
Thanks. Mary Gluten Camperez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for the welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
That would be 9. Something like that would be 9, yeah.
Okay. Mary Gluten Camperez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses as a member of the House Small Business Committee. Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers.
There's so much to unpack there. I'd say that's a 6.
Thanks. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress is in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gluten Camperez?
Gluten Perez.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. We can trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big scale interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will lower costs but will lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, I could never. No, I get what. So, which is the one? What's the number? If I could never agree with any of that,
it will be a 10. That you have serious doubt of supporting him.
Okay, then it's a 10. Okay.
Okay. Great. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
That would be a 10.
Okay. Great. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
No, I'm no less likely because I wouldn't support him anyway. So
okay.
I don't know how you would care to mark that.
Sure. It will be the option much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, great. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I would say it's his attack on self-determination for women's control over their bodies.
Okay. Thanks. The last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. We're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
University, postgraduate.
Okay, great. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Do you have any children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Actually, none of those. So I guess I would have to say somewhat liberal.
Okay, thanks. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. Thank you so much. We're done with the survey, and I appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.